Man, I don't even know what buckle buckets are.
Bubble Bucket, Chapter 4. You enter the town. From what you can tell, there used to be quite a few buildings, but right now only two are intact. In between the two remaining buildings to the south is a hut. To the north is a bunch of wreckage. Exits are elsewhere: bank, hut, police station, and wrecked buildings.
Check out the newspaper.
Well, here we are in town. May as well check that paper that's lying there. Newspaper first, then check out the hut.
You walk over and pick up the newspaper. It's pretty gross, but the front page is still legible by some miracle.
Great tragedy in Shelleytown.
It was a dark and stormy night for all of us yesterday. None of us could have expected the Black Plague to suddenly appear and start slaughtering the town. I speak to you as less a journalist and as a survivor. Just like everyone else in the town, we still have no idea but we are doing our very best to investigate the incident. With so many dead, we want to prevent any further losses. The police force has been depleted to Officer Elena and Detective Nisha. Both of them and some volunteers are doing our very best concerning the circumstances. The origin of the murderer seems to have came from the marina. The surviving workers are being taken for questioning. None of them seem to remember the last couple of nights. We are worried about Barb, living on the other side of the mountain, so we sent electrician Fran to turn off the bridge and tell Barb to come home for safety reasons. There is also an issue with the weather since the rain went steady. Even a lady, I'm quite used to sunshine most of the world.
That is one dedicated reporter. But what happened here? Need to be worried. Let's check the police station for anyone.
I concur. Stop by the police station. Peek in the windows first.
It doesn't look like there's going to be any help from the police.
Check the room in the back, I guess. No one with no blood.
Check the rooms. Look if you can find anything useful or interesting.
You check the room which states Detective Nisha on it. There's no blood, but the others is a mess. There's some pictures on the wall depicting three criminals that she needed to catch. A thief named Jewel, a murderer named Epsilon, and Yikit, just cause. The desk is locked up. You'll need a key to get it to open.
Check the room to the right.
Any interesting junk laying around? Clockwise, a room is as good as any, if not.
Bathrooms, both the male and female bathrooms, contain little, but what appears to have been unfortunate souls trying to excrete waste at an inopportune moment. Chief's office. Although it seems a fruitful venture, there's nothing of any worth remaining. Cell and the receptionist's desk, scraped clean. Locker room and armory. The racks are bare, and only Nisha's locker is closed.
Well, if there's nothing else to find here, let's go to the hut.
Use a wrench to remove the hinges from the locker, then hammer to bash it open afterwards. Providing it's locked, you know.
Locked also? Maybe there's something over at the hut.
If we can't find any keys or cambos, we'll just have to come back later with a hammer.
For now, let's try the bank.
Stop right there, criminal scum!
Puny lockers are no match for your wrench and vibro hammer. You unlock it with your not keys and acquire a smelly key.
Keys should not have smells. Does it work on the desk?
Use some toilet paper to carry the smelly key and see if it fits the desk.
Smelly key, tried on keyhole. It fits. The drawer also smells. Inside is an old bottle of blood wine. Yuck.
Take the bottle. Let's search the hut.
You do have a hammer. If you don't mind taking a fair amount of noise, you should be able to open Nisha's locker fairly easily. However, you probably want to see a bit more before possibly drawing the attention of whatever killed everyone. Maybe explore a few other areas first.
You enter the hut and are greeted to a bubble held. You exhale smoke out long and slow. Her eye turns towards you lazily. She continues to sit there. She has a hookah set up in her hut, and there are rainbow leaves growing in here. She seems stoned, naturally, but that's to be expected.
Say hi to the lady and present yourself.
Hey, what's going on here? Can I have a hit?
Get high. Really? Do you have anything better to do? Besides, this is the first normalish person you've seen.
Take one of those multicolored leaves. There's one on the title cards that might be important.
Make sure to call her cat.
You approach and consider taking a hit, but drugs wasn't your vice, liquor was. You hadn't been thinking about drinking, so why would you want to get high when you're just trying to find a way off this island? You take a sit and speak about the first thing on your mind.
So, what the hell are you doing in here?
She takes the time exhaling from her hookah.
Getting very high.
Well, duh. Why? It looks like everyone here died.
She cuts you up.
That's exactly why I am getting high. Did you want something?
There was a long pause before she smiled.
I'm meant, by the way. Plenty of rainbow leaf for myself. If you have 3 points, I'll give you the rest of my bubble dust. Otherwise, I really have nothing for you. I don't want anything except rare liquor and shrooms. So I have no interest in leaving my hut. No one bothers me if none of that involves you. Right, fuck off, miss.
Mint leans back and stares at you.
Sully, good to meet you.
You say, fairly dry.
Told you should have taken a hit. Now you've gone and offended her.
Compliment her clothing.
Is this a mushroom one you might like? Holding it up. I have a taste for bloodline. If she's interested, then. But you don't have anything I'd be interested in?
She's fine. Just leave her. Consider killing and looting everything there if you're that type of person. Do you have anything she might want? Or does she have anything you might want?
You really don't like the idea of stealing. There's no reason to be dishonest if being honest for so long, really. Telling someone without much of a reason is far beyond unwarranted. You wish you didn't drink things, but emotions bring out some of the worst ideas. Not every rude person needs to be killed outright.
Well, I actually do have a black shrew, and I found some blood wine earlier, if that's of interest. I should probably buy that bubble dust for someone else as well. What will you give me?
She just sits there in place, as she had since long before we arrived.
A rainbow leaf, the bag of bubble dust, and 3 points to cover the difference between what I pay for the wine and the cost of the bubble dust. Sound like a deal?
But yeah, I'm so
pushy. Can't say I really want company too much. But I guess you can come back if you want it, Sully.
I guess it would work. What are you gonna do with that stuff besides get high?
I'll drop in briefly, from time to time, so as not to be a burden.
Sounds like a fair deal. Take the bubble dust back to the shop. Though checking out the rest of the town first might be better because that's a lot of walking.
You stand up slowly and make sure she knows you are on good terms.
I'll do my best to stop by time to time, assuming I don't die.
Mint sets her hookah down and gives a coy grin.
Surely that would be a waste.
You make a mental note to go back to Ickits, but first you want to explore other parts of Chilitown. Where do you plan to go?
Let's put our money in the bank. I vote bank, Colin B.
You feel so good you travel to the bank and try out that same pose with the clerk. You get no response, he just stands there in place.
Hey buddy, you okay? Pretty sure that person's dead. You're frozen. It's the purpley face again. Apostrophe O apostrophe.
Aw, can't teleport into the vault. Stupid purple equals W equals period. Ask why the bank is still open for some reason. Yao tiptoe over the counter and reach a bit across the desk, trying to get his attention further, possibly.
Hey, Professor Face, are you all right? I wasn't expecting the bank to be open, especially with blood all over the walls.
Nothing.
Walk around the counter and prepare for the sight of his lower body being a gory mess.
That's pretty creepy. Find a stick to poke him with.
Check behind the counter to see if he's stuffed. You sneak behind the counter to observe the gore of what you believe must be a very dead man. This cardboard must have been dead for a very long time.
Okay, proceed to rob bank.
And by that, I mean make a finger gun and go, this is a robbery, and shout bang, bang for a few seconds.
Babe, I don't know, check counter, inspect the door.
The counter wields nothing, and the safe is locked with a single dial combination lock. Your mechanical skills won't fix this one.
Yeah, put cardboard man down. It's creepy. We'll have to come back once we have numbers to work with. The dial does have numbers, right?
Try 8483. 8483. Or
8483. Or 2125.
You stare at the lock for a moment and decide, oh hell, it's worth a goddamn shot! And input 8483 into the vault, and it opens up. There's not a whole lot in here, but 11 points is still a high amount, especially for a small town. You doubt many people had accounts here in the first place.
Let's go with a wrecked building, like.
I could check out some of the wrecked buildings. It's the only thing left in town apart from that locker in the police station.
We best that locker open and got the key.
Something's changed about the streets when you pass through them. But for now, you go to the wrecked buildings.
Well, this is fantastic. What the hell am I supposed to do here?
What's that yellow thing in the lower right?
Inspect the thing on the lower right, then check out the box.
Look in the box!
The broken sign for the yellow looks like it was the sign of a store shop. So you start walking down the path towards the box.
Animated. Walking, walking, click. Elmo! Oh no, it's open! Ah! Oh my god! Where'd I go with Sally? Wow, that was close!
You scrambled backwards, away from where your foot was aiming to fall. Your precognition giving a warning that there were landmines in these ruins. You better be careful.
Well, that's lucky for you. We aren't gonna wait until you get your precognition back. So it might be a good time to try those owl specs, Glaugles.
Here's a better idea. How about we explore all of our options before risking life and limb? I say we go somewhere else, given we do have somewhere else to go.
I'd have to take a look first.
I say we check this place out first. Can't hurt to see if there's anything usable around. What's that yellow stuff on the right side?
Warp to the boat. Wait, you can't get back. Try on the goggles to see if there's any unmatched mind detecting abilities. Maybe the clear vision would be enough anyway.
It's a broken sign.
You use your goggles to look into the area. However, you put something into perspective. You are somewhat clumsy. You are not the most agile person when it comes to movement. Your ability to use your powers is actually pretty high. Although it could be frustrating to wait around, there are risks to both options.
Just try walking there. Walk back.
Sickening this plan.
If we trip toward a mine, just warp to the box.
How's about we not die and go check out the garden or trade for some shit at Ickett's first? Just saying, I don't want to see a bubble bucket end this soon.
3-1. Let's do it. We're making this happen.
Just warp both ways.
Warp both ways.
We can walk, and if we get a precognition, we can just do this to escape.
2-1, just an adjustment from here. Except that this is drained, so it would probably be safer to warp.
I'd like to note here that there's a 1 out of 3 chance to recover warp power every X time units, which is every update to us.
There's a 33% chance to get it back on the first one. There's a 56.5% chance that Asali will have it back by the second update. There's a 71% chance that it'll be refreshed by the third, so we probably won't be waiting for that long. On the other happens, and it's possible, but very, very unlikely, that it'll never refresh so long as Asali still lives.
Well, I had another idea. Throw rubble at the landmines from a distance.
I have even another idea. Go back to the bank and take Cardboard Joe with you. Use him to probe the mines in your way, at least one of them. You decide to walk along the mine paths anyway. You step across the first mine with no problem. You move along and try to get past the second one, and you stumble and almost step directly onto the mine. You try to warp the ray and manage to warp exactly where you were falling anyway. Great job there! Wait, a split second before your impending death, the Great Spirit Drunk appears. Your death is circumvented, and you are given another chance! Thank the Spirit!
Ask him what's up.
Awesome! Do a victory dance to please the Great Spirit. Also, check out the box.
It looks like Asali is all mined out.
Look in the box. Look in the box. Look in the motherfucking box. All you really needed was to get a little drunk. This is a period to a dance, and the Spirit feels honored. Asali climbs into the box and searches around for something useful. She finds a picture of herself. How strange.
Check the back of the picture. If it's framed, see if you can't check what's behind the picture without breaking or tearing anything. Is there anything in the back of the photo? Or anyway, I guess those yellow sticks in the middle of the screen are just debris. Not worth enough to risk stepping onto another mine just to take them. Anyway, examine them from a distance. If they aren't important, warp out of the building. Or at least far away from the mines, and head towards the gardens.
Looks like Asali had family or friends here. Or just a stalker.
The back of it is blank. It is a white trans instant photograph. It looks recent enough. You whip out the wreckage back into the streets of Chilitown.
Try to stay at a comfortable range from those things in front of Asali. Maybe away from the ghost too, depending on how friendly it looks.
Keep the distances with those things, unless the ghost was happening here. It looks distressed.
The ghost gives some sort of a squeal of fright, hides his face, and vanishes. You sidestep from the creatures and take out your hammer. Suddenly, evil forces strike back.
Well, better stay away from the black thing that's been trying to kill you since the beginning of the game. Since it looks to be busy with those peculiar creatures, try to sneak out of the city, or just run for it.
I say we wait and see what happens.
Smash the evil thing with your hammer.
Your mind races between fight, flight, and nothing. It evens out into ridding your hammer, if necessary, and give it a moment. The bombing net scurries away a little. The black takes shape.
Back away from the shadowy thing quickly. Ask what it wants. Be ready to hit something with your hammer. Or run. Running would be nice. Cheese it. Smash the black thing.
I heard running is better than asking. We're attempting to smash something that's clearly pliable and has been shown to be capable of stabbing with its own body.